I wanted to share with you my hit on the movie, A Beautiful Mind. Now, you may or may not have seen that movie, and you may or may not have liked that movie. But that movie had a very profound effect on me. So first of all, it's a movie about John Nash, who later won the Nobel Prize, and a brilliant mathematician, and his experience with schizophrenia. And it's like full-blown. And then there's a kind of very unusual thing as he comes out of it. But I'll describe exactly what that means in terms of this. So you go to the movie and you sort of know that already. Nevertheless, the plot unfolds and he's with his college friends in the math department at Princeton in the 40s, I think. And you meet his college roommate who's this great guy. And then you meet his, who's going to be his wife, and you go through the courtship. And then his college roommate, when they've graduated, he begins to take care of a little girl who's around 7, and you sort of are introduced to her in the movie. And then he gets a prestigious job, and you sort of meet the other professors at the place. And you also meet this government official who comes and asks him to start working on doing some decoding for the government. And all this is unfolding. You're just watching the movie like you watch movies. And then there's this pivotal scene where he sees people rushing up the aisle at him, and you've already realized that his situation with the government is getting somewhat dangerous and that you're worried for him. And then when you see the people coming up the aisles, you think, oh my gosh, what's happening here? And then they come and they kind of grab him, and a psychiatrist starts talking to him, and they take him away to a hospital. And you still aren't really kind of sure, but then you realize a lot of that has been delusion. So for me, it was like, wow. Well, what's the difference between that and what I'm experiencing all the time? And I really started asking that question from some very smart Buddhists. And we had some really interesting discussions about the difference between delusion and illusion. Because Buddhism teaches that all of this is illusion, which doesn't mean it's not happening, like a dream. So like when you go to sleep at night, and it's happening, right? You hit the gong, it makes a sound. You throw the glass, it breaks. You smile at someone, they react, and all the things happen. So Buddhism says actually it's all like that. Life is like a dream. And so I said, well, what's the difference between what was happening with him? And they said the difference between shared reality, consensus reality, which is illusion. We all are in the same dream. Everyone you encounter is in the same dream, you know, more or less. We know there's a lot of different takes on this reality here today. But nevertheless, you know, we agree on ceilings and floors and some things, a lot of things. Delusion is no different. It's exactly the same, except you're the only one experiencing it. And that's the only difference. So what happens in the movie is you see him go through this. The college roommate is completely a delusion. The little girl is completely a delusion. The government man is completely delusion. His wife is real, so to speak. And other college roommates real, so to speak. But the places he goes with the government officials, whole rooms filled with lots and lots of people, all delusion. What other people see is empty rooms with his crazy scribblings all over them. This goes on for some time, and then there's, again, a sort of pivotal scene in the movie where his wife is, like, so freaked out, and she's taking their baby, who's almost drowned because he said that his friend, the college roommate, was watching the baby in the bathtub, and there is no college friend. And the wife is, like, driving away, and he stops the car, and he said, I just realized that the little girl never grows older. And so there's some prajna, some insight on his shenpa, you could say. Let's just say, to use this as an analogy for our own lives, it's like the hook part that kept him in it, just the way it keeps us in it. So then